From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton, and my guest this week is the new executive director of the Bay Area Book Festival and my former publisher, J.K. Fowler. Hey, J.K.
Hey, Janae. Great to be here.
The Bay Area Book Festival is one of the largest literary events in the country. And the festival is in downtown Berkeley from May 31st to June 1st this year. There will be writing workshops, readings, panels. There's a new thing called the Bookworm Block Party. Okay, I'm here for it. Activities for the kids. It will be lit, and that is pun intended. But right now, we're going to hear JK's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. Is the exhibit Fortuna and the Immortality Garden Machine at SF MoMA. This installation has 8 robotic figures created by painter Kara Walker. One of them is a large figure named Fortuna. Now, Fortuna greets visitors with the fortune that prints from her mouth, and the other figures are known as the gardeners. They rise, fall, and turn repeatedly on a field made of volcanic glass, and it symbolizes the endless cycle of struggle and trauma. J.K. Kara Walker's work is so deep, and this sounds like another really thought-provoking work by her. So tell us more about this exhibit.
Yeah, I mean, the inspiration for it ranged from antique dolls to Octavia Butler's novel, Parable of the Sower, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this particular moment, this exhibit hits in a particular way. It brings in those themes that are so often present in Kara Walker's work, slavery, racism, you know, gender in American history. And it's super provocative, and it's meant to be. And I think it's the exhibit itself that really interests me, but it's also watching and listening to other people's reactions to the exhibit as they sit there looking at it.
That's the exhibit Fortuna and the Immortality Garden Machine at SF MoMA, and it is currently on display until spring 2026. Your next pick is Flor y Canto, fundraiser Pachanga at Medicine for Nightmares. Pachanga is Spanish for partay, and it's a fundraiser to help the Flor y Canto International Literary Festival, which celebrates the mission literary culture in San Francisco. And they'll have amazing guests such as saxophonist Francis Wong, yes, who was really, really great, and Juan Felipe Herrera, who was the first Latino to be the U.S. Poet Laureate. There's also going to be raffles, drinks, and tostadas. JK, this is a great lineup. This is definitely a party, and I know you had some relationship with Medicine for Nightmares. Shout out to KLW's Josiah Luis, who's one of the co-owners. Tell us more. This is a great lineup.
And it's a great cause. San Francisco Flor y Canto is a literary festival. We need to support all the festivals, all the independent bookstores that we can, especially in these times. Flor y Canto spans 3 days, and it transforms the 24th Street corridor in the Mission District. And it's just this magical integration of local venues, local authors, obviously some national figures and authors come through. So this event with Juan Felipe Herrera is an opportunity to support the festival, and highly recommend folks go through and do what you can to support them.
That's Flor y Canto fundraiser Pachanga at Medicine for Nightmares in San Francisco on May 24th. And your final pick, JK, is When the Smoke Comes at Ken Folks. This is a space where people can come together to write, discuss, and reflect, and just create. Each month they have a different theme, but they always connect with the belief that the personal is political. You don't need to have any writing experience to participate. And if you can't make it in person, you can join virtually. So JK, I love Ken Folks. I love that spot. So tell us more about this.
It's just a community-led group. They meet monthly. It's generative writing, discussion, and reflection in an amazing space in downtown Oakland, Ken Folks. So it's a chance to get some writing done and support a local business that's doing really great work around community organizing and support of the arts and culture here in Oakland.
That's When the Smoke Comes at the Cafe Ken Folks in Oakland. They happen every last Monday of the month, and their next event is on May 26th. I've been speaking with J.K. Fowler, Executive Director of the Bay Area Book Festival, and the festival will be in downtown Berkeley on May 31st and June 1st. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darton. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darton.